Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You made it through another week. Hallelujah. So let's get right into the word. I don't know. I'm excited today, guys. Who knows? So the scripture this week is Joshua 1:9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Man, that verse right there, if that doesn't get you ready to just run through a wall, I don't know what does. You need to pinch yourself, wake up, let's go. This is it. This is Fun Friday. Scripture like that, guys, is why we open our Bible each and every day to dig in, to see what God wants to tell us. And you take a verse like that, particularly when you're having a tough day, and you just remember who commanded you, what he told you to do. You better be strong. You better be courageous. We better just get fear out of our life. Remove that discouragement. We know that's coming from the evil one, because the Lord our God, he's with us at every step of the way. There's never a moment where God doesn't know where you are. There's never a pit that he's not with you. There's never a mountaintop he's not with you, and everywhere in between. This is a great reminder. I encourage you to go back, listen to the spiritual kickoff. Truly talked about this verse in depth, but guys, I'm telling you, when you take verses like this and you start actually applying them to your walk, something changes. Something changes. It's your confidence goes up. Your assurance goes up. Your ability to stand firm when the evil one pushes back goes up, not on your own accord, but because what he's doing through you. That's what it's all about. And also, hopefully you guys enjoyed the meat episode this week. I know it was a little bit different. You know, we talked a lot about this new gaming platform called TruePlay. So Brent Dusing's the CEO of that company, just launched last year. They're seeing tremendous growth, but their focus is putting biblically based content in front of families, particularly kids, and making sure that they're having a great way to engage, to grow, to have fun, have a lot of really high quality product in front of them. So guys, go check it out. If you have these kids, the average kid stays 52.5 hours a week on a device. That is a ton of screen time. Just think about that. 52 and a half hours of junk. Let's just call it what it is. Crap being fed to them, right? From YouTube and TikTok or whatever it is. All the different things out there that's getting their attention. Instagram, all these different things are just feeding them nothing but junk. And you start filling that brain with that, all of a sudden you think you're comparing yourself to that, and you just get sucked in. This is what's happening. This is why depression, anxiety, suicide, all these things are going up for our kids, because they are looking at this stuff nonstop. So instead, if you can't stop the nonstop looking, try to at least guide them to look at things that is rooted in God's word. And that's what TruePlay is doing. So I encourage you to go check it out and go see. I'm just going to be 100% honest. I don't have a subscription to it because we just don't have games. We don't do a lot of that stuff. We try to do stuff outside. We try to really be as device free as we possibly can. I'm definitely not the popular dad when it comes to that. I have a 13-year-old, and guess what? She doesn't have a phone. And we have battles over that sometimes. But you know, this is a battle I'm willing to die on because I feel strongly that right now, this is the best decision for her. And you know what? We have some really good moments because of it. Now, we have some tough ones too. But you know, I'm going to choose my heart. And this is a heart that I'm choosing. It's a personal decision. So I'm not, if you guys made different decision, that's fine. You're leading your family your way. As long as you're doing what God calls you to do, I'm never going to question whatsoever. All right. So now let's get into our tips for our fun Friday episode. We're doing health, wealth, and a self tip. So if you're a new listener, the health tips at The Lion Within Us are all about mind and body. The wealth tip is about career and finances. And the self tip is about being better husbands and dads. Okay. And that's really what we're all about. We try to take those three components to The Lion, focus a lot on everything around spiritual growth as well, right? You have to be that spiritual leader, but you need to cover all these different areas, right? One leg at a bar stool is off. Everything's out of balance. Okay. So now the health tip, I want you to audit your phone usage. I know like, well, Chris, we just had this guy talk about, you know, doing gaming. You want me to audit my phone uses? Yes, I do. Cause I want you to know what's robbing the most of your time. You just need to know. If you don't have the data, you can't manage it. There's an old saying in management, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right? And if you can't manage it, if you can manage it, you can master it. So I'm telling you need to know. And then once you know, you got to put an action plan together. Because intentionality matters here. I'm telling you, this is a trap from the evil one that he is setting these things up. And if you're not being intentional here, you're going to fall in that trap. And he's going to use items. You don't think the evil one's going to use an item like apps and games to keep us from losing focus on what he desires for our lives? Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, they are out there. And those traps, so many of us are falling into them, right? And I don't know about you guys. I get a notification from my Apple phone every Sunday morning as I'm driving. It's either as I'm driving or right when I get to church to go teach. I'm usually teaching on Sunday mornings. I get a notification. You guys know what that notification is? This is your average screen time for the week. It was down 30% or it was up 50%, whatever it may be, right? So it's like that reminder, literally, as I'm walking into the doors of the church most often or headed there, the reminder comes. And I'm telling you, this is an oversight for us, particularly as Christian men. We never take the time, very rarely, to look back. And an audit is a look back. And if you can call it something, you know, more simple if you want, but an audit really is what it is. You're being intentional about seeing where that time went. And then once you know where that time went, build some boundaries around it and actually stick to the boundaries. Maybe take some drastic measures like removing things, particularly if those things are really being that time suck for you, because you never know what could you do if you replaced couple hours, whatever it may be, a week. Maybe it's a lot more than that. Maybe it's 4 or 5 hours. Maybe it's 10 or 20 hours. What could you replace that time with that would honor and glorify God and also draw you closer to Him and help more people? You got to remember, these smartphones have only been around a little over a decade. And within a little over a decade, how much has shifted in your life? You know, people, anxiety, depression, suicide, all that's going up because no one knows what to do anymore. We're all tied to these devices that are rewiring our brains. I'm telling you guys, take your time, audit it here, go through, make this is for yourself, an audit of yourself first, okay? And then because you don't want to be preaching to anyone else until you get your own stuff right. All right, now, enough on that. I'll give up the soapbox, okay? The wealth tip. The fundamental review this week, okay? We're doing a lot of fundamentals lately. 529 plans. You need to know what they are. Essentially, all it is a college saving plan that offers tax advantages while saving for your education expenses. So now you can withdraw money out of that 529 plan tax-free if you're using it on those qualified educational expenses. Now, here's something that's interesting that's worth considering with a 529 plan. You can set it up under one child, or you can have multiple children. You can set it up if you like us, you know, we have four kids. We could have 4 529s if you want, but you don't have to. You can't have just one 529 and then move the beneficiaries around. Okay. So you have that option. You know, a lot of people just want to make sure you're aware of the 529 plan. So is that something that you feel strongly about, that you want to start being intentional about stowing that some funds away for your children's education? That's worth looking into. If you're a grandparent, listen, you can open 529s as well for your grandkids, right? You can have that as a benefit, something to bless them with when they get of that age. And you know those funds are going to be used for additional education, okay? So there's ways that you can get the money out. If it's not being used, go check out what your, well, whoever does your financial consulting and things like that, so far as what the penalties are, because the penalties vary. But it's a great way to earn some tax-free advantages of growth for education specifically. So again, 529 plans. If you've never heard of a 529 before, go ask your investment advisor, whoever you work with, whatever banks you can usually set these directly up yourselves. They're not very hard to get set up, and then you can go from there. Okay. Now your self tip. Talking a lot about electronics this week, so I wanted to shift this. I was just praying about, okay. And by the way, these tips are hard to put together a lot of times. I really want to put tips out there that, for one, we try to implement it in our family, but two, just going to help you grow. Instead of electronics, invest in items that you can do outside with your children. Okay. You have to make the investment. I'm telling you, if you look at the price of these devices, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for these phones and the ear pods and all the different things that go with it, right? The special cases and all that stuff. How about swing set? How about playhouse? Bike? Basketball hoop, like a nice one. Maybe you want a poured concrete slab to play it on. I'm just telling you, whatever your kid would enjoy, you know, try to invest in doing that. Get them outside. You know, we did some investments with just some simple old go-kart and a motorbike, right? Not a lot of money. Definitely not as much as an iPhone. But you know what? Those girls are outside having a blast. We're out there with them, right? So once you get the items in place, you actually need to take the time to go out there and do it with them. My 11-year-old absolutely loves to play basketball with her dad. She'll ask me all the time, you want to go shoot hoops? And a lot of times I try to, but then a lot of times I can't. But you know what? That option's there. So and take that time instead of, and look at that as an investment. Now, from a stewardship standpoint, you need to budget for it, but maybe your kid enjoys going to the park. That's great. Maybe they just need a little swing set in the backyard. You never know. Or a little teeter totter. I mean, there's still so many things you could put together at your house, or wherever you live, to give them just something to do outside. That's going to get them up off the couch. That's going to get them up off their devices. That's going to get that blue light out of their eyes. That's going to get them out under the sunshine where that vitamin D hits them. So make the investments. Be intentional about this, but this is an area I'm telling you, particularly you guys out there who are handy guys and want to do stuff with your hands. You can have a lot of fun with this. Okay. So there you go. There are your three tips, your health, wealth, and self. The health is audit that phone usage and then do something about it. The wealth tip, really investigate that 529, see if that's something that you should start looking into. And that self tip, instead of electronics, start investing for items outside to do with your kids. Okay. Now the book of the week, I don't have a copy of it here. I actually changed the book of the week. I had another one planned, but after talking with Brent, I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this one. And he talked about the Action Bible. I've seen the Action Bible. I don't have a copy of the Action Bible here with me, but he made several references before we recorded and even during the episode about that as being a good alternative Bible, particularly for young kids that want to have some really great pictures and things like that to go along with the Bible stories. It is chronological. I did a little bit of research. So it's a chronological reading of the Bible. So check that out, the Action Bible. We'll have a link in the show notes. Again, if you want any of our books of the week, you can go to thelionwithin.us/book. Okay. So just do a /book. There's a link on the main page as well. And you'll see every one of them. And we have tons. You figure every week we have them, and we probably got a couple hundred at this point. Yeah, several. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of books of the week. I've read pretty much every one of them. There may be a rare instance in one or two, but if you're just looking for good Christian content that has a lot of leadership principles and good stories, the book of the week area is a great one. We have lots of books of the week as well that people use for their Bible studies or their their discipleship groups or small groups or whatever it may be. Okay. All right. So now let's get into our dad jokes of the day. Dad jokes for this week. We got two of them. So the dad joke number one, the earth is 70% uncarbonated water. That means the earth is flat, y'all. I mean, come on, for real. So that's number one. For number two, for her birthday, I bought my wife new beads for her abacus. It's the little things that count. So there you go, fellas. Number one or number two, they both kind of got me chuckled this today. It says the earth is 70% uncarbonated water, therefore the earth is flat. And then number two, for her birthday, I brought my wife new beads for her abacus. It's the little things that count. And guys, if you want to head over to any of our social, primarily we got Facebook, we have Instagram, we have a lot on YouTube. This is where we try to post these, is where you can do some voting. If within our community at The Line Within Us, we post them. So there's an active poll going every week for our guys. So check it out. If you have a joke of the week for a dad joke rather that you want to send in, just hit us up, send us an email, support@thelinewithin.us. We'd love to get your dad joke. We'll use it on the show. We'll give you a shout out. How about that? Okay. So definitely check that out. So the question of the week we talked about is what steals the most time on your devices. And I use that word steals intentionally because that's what the evil one does. Steal, kill, and destroy. And he's destroying and he's stealing so much from us on these devices. And if we do not take a firm stance here, guys, and truly see the lies for what they are and recognize the attack for what it is, he's going to keep coming and we're going to keep losing. So you need to take, you got to determine, is this a hill that is worth dying on? For me, this is an area that I know for me personally, I got to start do a better job of tightening it up. I waste way too much time on my phone and I have to purposely sometimes just put it out of sight and build those boundaries in place to make sure that we're on the device, right? That for one, we're doing things that are not pulling us further and further away from God, but that we're just very intentional about the time we spend on it. And that's one of the reasons I really enjoy that conversation with Brent from TruePlay, because I really feel like they're doing a good job of putting content out that is, it's safe and it's biblically sound. And if our kids are there for now and we need to start working with them on their devices, it's a great alternative. Okay. All right, fellas. So get after it. Head over to thelinewithin.us for sure for all our resources. Leave us a rating and review. Haven't been asking about that a lot lately, but if you could leave us a rating and review, that would help tremendously. That's a big deal. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We're putting a big push on our YouTube shorts and things like that. So if you subscribe to us there, that'd be wonderful. Maybe you can even help us with some of the haters that we get out there talking about how some of our content is so terrible, because you know what? We're just speaking the truth and people don't like the truth. So you can head over to YouTube, check that out. Again, you can, the 30 days to unleash the line within, that's on our main website. That's a free resource that we have. You can also start your 30-day free trial of our community. So go check that out. And if you're a business leader and you're wanting help to making more ethical business decisions, our Summit Leadership Development is where it's at. We're having a great time with those guys. Several cohorts going. These guys are leaning in every month. They're growing. They're learning. They're applying what they learn. So it's not just we preach at you. No, this is a how can we apply this to our specific situation and whatever their careers are. So all the way up from business owners down to managers and operators, guys, it's for everyone. We want to help everyone grow to be the leader God intends you to be. Okay. So get after it. Prayer for the good, little willing. We'll be back next week with some more episodes for you guys. Thank you so much for the support. Keep sharing it out with other people, as that is the only way the Line Within Us grows, is because you guys share. Okay. So get after it. Have a great weekend and keep unleashing the lion within. I find it helps me to have a guide at times when I'm reading and studying the Bible. One way that helps me is by using devotionals to guide not only what I read, but insights into the scriptures themselves. So we were blessed to become an author on the YouVersion Bible app, and we saw an immediate opportunity to help others with devotionals around the areas that we spend the most time talking about at The Lion Within Us. So if you enjoy the show, you may enjoy these devos as well. We have some guys that are using them as part of their small groups, as well as they're a great way to get conversations going. So to see the ones that we've created, head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. And that's YOUVERSION SION, to learn more. So that's thelionwithin.us/uversion to get started with your own men's devotional today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/uversion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/uversion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.